let's start this off right.
Give it to me.
I want to talk about umpires.
Oh, I thought you were going to start with, this is Mona Lisa Baseball.
All right. Umpiring is super hard. The box is wrong. Framing is out of control. And some of these umpires are more accurate than the box, okay?
Really?
And
you're the first person I've heard say that.
And we're going to have a retirement party for everyone's favorite umpire, Angel Hernandez.
Yeah. People are psyched. I think he's just the most ultimate scapegoat.
Yeah, do you think it's deserved? Because he is just universally hated.
I've heard that enough to know that it's probably true. I don't follow his work. I don't watch clips of him fucking up, supposedly.
There's a lot.
Yeah, sure. It's been so universal that I've accepted that he's probably the lousiest of the pro umps.
I think a lot of people think that.
It definitely seems to be the thing. Definitely a case for unions. And I remember being told in junior high that basically the worst teacher at our junior high would have to crack a student over the head with a chair to get fired. And I said, how can that be? And they're like, well, she has tenure. And I thought they were saying 10-year. Yeah. And I was going, oh, once you're a teacher for 10 years, you can do whatever you want. That's why there's so many shitty teachers. Like, oh, I get it. Tenure. They're like, no, tenure. And that's not the umpiring that I support. You got to be good.
What would you say if I told you that Angel Hernandez is not the worst umpire in the league? In fact, he's not even in the bottom 20% when it comes to like balls and strikes accuracy.
So from what you've heard, is he more hated from the fans or more hated from the people within baseball? Like managers can't stand him.
It's really hard to pinpoint who hates Angel Hernandez the most because the players hate him. The fans hate him. The media hates him.
Yes.
And everyone I talk to knows his name, and they couldn't tell me who's starting for the Giants tonight.
Yeah.
So he's like more famous than a lot of players, but he's infamous for the wrong reasons.
He's gone infamous, right?
Angel Hernandez is not a great umpire. He's made a lot of like really, really kind of embarrassing moments. But the thing is that I think it was more his behavior off the field that kind of got him wrapped up in a lot of scandal. And we live in a society where like hate really sells.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it was always this way, but with the advent of social media, I've definitely noticed that negativity is what people want to click on most of the time, it seems like. Mm-hmm. It just catches your attention. Like, can you believe how bad this call is? People are like, I can't. Let me find out. You know, I don't know. Can I believe how bad this call is? Look, that's horrible.
Yeah, try me.
Oh, look, it's Angel Hernandez. Right? And this guy, I'm not saying he's a great umpire, okay? He's not. He's not above 50% in terms of like the way that they rank these guys. And there are websites that rank umpires. Okay. Yeah. And there's like 20 stats and the whole breakdown on the expected strike zone and all this stuff, man. But Angel Hernandez wasn't the worst guy in the league. He filed some lawsuits that were pretty questionable, like discrimination because of his ethnicity, because he's Cuban. But I got to tell you, like, I'm kind of shocked at the amount of hate that I saw coming at him this year, just focused at him. And can I tell you this? The minute he announced his retirement, they started going for like the next worst umpire. You got to have this like this hated umpire. You know what I mean?
Yes, I do.
So CB Buckner, they're coming for you, dude. He's going to be the new most famous umpire.
Oh, Buckner's next.
And he's like worse than Angel Hernandez, dude. He's worse. And before you start, I got to lay this down. I think one of the things Angel did that really was his downfall is he made too many things about him.
Mm-hmm. Which is the cardinal sin of reffing, umpiring, anything.
Yeah.
The show is not about you. If you're kicking ass at your job, no one notices.
That's right. Yeah, nobody notices the umpire that called the perfect game. Like, what's his name? Hobert? Not you. Mm-hmm. Who? Do we love to hate umpires? Is that it?
Hating umpires doesn't feed the game. Questioning the umpire does. But the two things I'm thinking of is, if there's so much vitriol towards this person, there's a lot of energy around that. It kind of shows that umpires still possess something important in the game because it is bringing out emotion. But I think Major League Baseball takes stories about umpires and wants people to hate them so that they can switch to Robo-Ump.
Look at people who really speak for baseball, like Jeff Passan.
Yeah, I don't speak about him.
Yeah, he's knives out for Angel right up until he retired.
And knives out, yeah.
He represents establishment.
Yeah.
MLB.
Yeah.
If anybody does.
Yeah, I recall speaking about it season one. Just watch out. This Giants-Dodger playoff game ended. This will be used against the umpires so that we can get them out of there.
But we're getting the ABS is coming.
Next season.
Next season? Probably. Well, it's going to be the challenge. So you do the tap the hat three times. It'll be next season or the season after that or the season after that. It's coming soon.
And will that automatically be followed with the union of umpires suing baseball?
Doesn't it take the heat off of them, though? I mean, like, isn't it easier now? Like, no one wants to be the next Angel Hernandez.
Right.
He got kind of forced out, by the way. There's rumors that baseball gave him a bag of money to leave. I don't know. It's just rumors now. We're not going to get too deep into the rumors, but...
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, I'll kind of believe anything.
ABS is coming. Does MLB even need a media campaign? Because social media is doing it for them.
Yeah.
They don't even need to. Like, it's just already happening, and it's been happening. Yeah, and it just gets worse all the time.
They started the snowball. If you spend any time on YouTube and you're a baseball fan, YouTube will start feeding you things. And now I see posts such as 12 missed calls in one inning by this umpire.
Yeah, because that's the most popular video, or like one of the most popular baseball videos going around at that time.
In the last week or two, it started to send me obscure ones.
Oh, good.
Type of baseball videos. And I'm not sure why, because I don't necessarily watch those, but it started adding those in. And
look, dude, social media knows I love a diving catch because, it feeds that to me because I like it. And that's great. I like it. So I get more. I want more. But it also, I have seen bad umpiring stuff come into my feed all day long, and I'm not even liking it. But you look at the likes and it's just like, this is the most popular stuff about baseball right now.
Oh, yeah.
I got to go back to how I felt when the Giants 2021 season ended on a horrible check swing call that you can't review. I was pissed, man. I was pissed. I was angry. I was walking around the house stomping around just like, how can this be?
Mm-hmm.
That's the last time I really cared about my team, by the way.
Well, let's not forget how important of a feeling that is to sports. The confounded, frustrated fan.
Yeah.
You need that feeling for the well-rounded lifetime you're going to spend with a sport. If it's going to take you to the highs you want to get to, you got to have those moments of sheer disgust.
You know, I think there's really two kinds of people. People who believe life should be fair and people who understand it's not.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of people who just, when they see something like that, it really breaks them because it's like, that's not fair. And they're willing to put up with it in a normal game because there's 162 games a season. You know what I mean? But like when it's a playoff game, elimination game, it's like, this will not stand.
Yeah, that's when it hurt the most.
Okay, so we're talking about social media and we're talking about umpires and the knives are out for the umpires. I really see these bad blown calls getting amplified all over the place, but I think we should talk about a couple of them because I think I saw this year one of the worst calls I've ever seen in my entire life on a baseball field.
Paint me a picture.
The Orioles and the White Sox, all right? It's 8-6. White Sox are batting at home.
Okay.
It's bottom of the ninth.
Okay.
This hurts, okay? This hurts. You got runners on first and second, one out. Infield fly called, all right?
Okay.
We got an infield fly called. The shortstop is coming in. He had his toes on the dirt, and then he took a step back,
mm-hmm.
and then he took a step in.
Mm-hmm.
We got a runner on second who's looking forward towards home plate, got a little lead, and is just shuffling back. And the shortstop kind of has to go around him.
Okay.
He has to go around him to go catch the ball.
Gotcha.
It's no big deal. It's like the biggest no big deal I've ever seen. Infield fly is already called. The guy's out already.
Yeah. Okay? Right. Right.
Okay. Interference. Game over. Double play.
Oh.
This is the worst call I've ever seen in my entire life. Junior Valentine had a moment where he could have had impulse control. Was it technically interference? That's actually questionable. Did he have to make the call? No, he didn't have to make that call. And MLB said later, he doesn't really need to make that call technically. It's like, oh man, it's like the math teacher that marked one of my answers wrong because there was like a dot near one of my numbers. And he's like, that's not a zero. That's a not. Right. I'm like, no, it's a zero, dude. Like, it's obviously zero. He's like, nope. Mm-hmm. I'm like, what did I do to you? Like, why do you hate me? Why does Junior Valentine hate the White Sox? I don't know. Not a lot of people are loving the White Sox this year. They're having a horrible year. So
why are interference calls up right now?
Yeah. The reason why interference calls are up this year is because the players have asked the umpires to enforce a rule that was already on the books more stringently, and MLB agreed. Mm. MLB agreed because they're like, we want more people running on the bases. We want more stolen bases because we polled the fans and they say they want that.
Yep.
But we're hearing from players, we don't want to run because if a guy's blocking the path and we get hurt. And, you know, they're not wrong.
Okay.
They're not wrong. They're just, you know, okay. They're not Pete Rose type.
Yeah.
There's no more Pete Rose types.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's why.
So they wanted it.
And they decided to do that this year. And we went over our list of new rules for the season. I listed that. It's not technically a new rule.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, that's why.
Right. The enforcement.
Players are like, we're not going to run unless you start enforcing this rule. If you're a fielder and you don't have the ball and you're in the base path or blocking the plate or anything like that, then that's interference.
Hate it. In 10 plus years of organized baseball, I can't think of any time base path calls were made.
Yeah.
And I think it stinks. It's less on-field action. And how can that be good? How can that be good for the sport?
Well, let me tell you this. The game ended that way.
Yeah, oh, my God.
And everyone went
home.
That
was my least favorite part.
Pissed. Okay. And Junior Valentine, really, I hope he's proud of himself.
Ugh.
Because, like, let's get real, you didn't have to call that.
Damn.
Okay. People see this, and by the way, there's going to be a robot that's going to be able to call this one in the future. So, but I got to tell you, like, this base runner did nothing wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Every other base runner in the MLB would have gotten called for the same thing. He wasn't even looking at the guy. How is he interfering just being there? It's like, oh, baseball player in a place where baseball player should be. That's against the rules. Mm-hmm. Like, who's making these stupid rules? No one was even going to get hurt. It was a goddamn infield fly. Oh, my God.
Yeah, it makes the sport look silly. Like, it has no idea what it's
right.
doing.
And so I got fed this in my social media feed like 10 times. I saw this from like 10 different angles.
Uh-huh.
10 different people posting it, you know?
And you've painted a great picture. I don't believe I need to see it.
I can't believe you didn't see it.
Yeah. I'm pretty stringent with what I click on. One thing that I saw recently is there was a College World Series home run where they're getting down to the wire, I guess, playoffs. It was a late inning home run, and he did the bat spike. Very similar bat spike that the guy from the Rangers did in the World Series.
Trickle down, bat spiking.
Yeah, the manager ended up getting thrown out because the umpires gathered in a circle to talk about if they should eject the player for spiking his bat.
Mm-hmm.
They decided it wasn't an objectionable offense, but the manager got tossed. And it made me think, I thought this was kind of interesting. In college football, you're not allowed to spike the ball because that's only a thing that people do in the pros, end zone celebrations. And there's a part of me when you're thinking about college baseball where you go, oh, let the boys play. Oh, it doesn't really matter. But very quickly, the other part of me went the other direction, which is it's too bad we've lost the old adage of act like you've been there before. Because I like class. I especially like class in heavy emotion situations.
Yeah.
And I don't like that look. Have some class.
Spiking the football, spiking the bat, it's disrespectful to the groundskeeper.
Hey.
Whose park are you playing on? Who's taking care of this grass? Not you, dude. Let's pay some respect to our groundskeepers, guys.
I'm watching the batter, and he's doing it for his team. His team is on the first base line, so he spikes the bat. He's not even looking towards first base. As he's doing his home run trot, he's basically firing up the dugout as he's sidestepping his way to first base. And I recognize that would be fun, but you can have fun and have class, and I think that's better. But if that's not an ejectable offense in college baseball, I'm curious now what is.
Silly hats.
That's about as... Wait, what'd you say?
Right. Well, people who listen to the show remember that last year college baseball banned silly hats, oversized hats.
Right. So, and yeah. And I'm so much more down with the silly hats than the spike bat.
Right.
Especially dugout shenanigans.
Okay, let's talk about shenanigans. You know that the first ever neon glow baseball game was played under black lights? All the players wearing UV shirts. The ball was UV painted.
Yeah. How was it?
I mean, I wasn't there.
Yeah. Did you see any highlights?
I saw highlights, yeah.
And did it seem like they could have played sort of a regular baseball game?
The players said it was fine. Have you ever gone atomic bowling?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's that, but like with baseball.
Yeah.
You might even be able to see the ball better. You just...
Yeah. The only thing I can think of that might not work is if it's pitch black, you can't see the gopher hole or something.
Yeah.
You're right. Trusting the grounds crew.
Look, man, if you're going to go up and install black lights on the lights, like you got a good park. So hopefully there's, you know, the gopher situation is like in check at this park.
Mm-hmm.
If you're running in the outfield, you're chasing down a ball and you're looking up in the sky, you're not looking down anyway. So, I mean, how's that different?
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. You guys, framing is out of control.
Yeah. Okay? Tell me more.
There's not a single catcher in the MLB who doesn't do the super exaggerated move the hand, catch the ball while you're moving it into the strike zone. It's egregious.
Why is it worse?
Well, it's just been getting worse and worse and worse every year, and there's just literally not a single catcher who isn't just like doing
this
it
could be the,
to the maximum.
This could be the Draymond Green effect, where every call gets hands up in the air.
It's like lane violations on a free throw in NBA. They never call that shit, and everyone fucking does it. And it's just like every year, there's just one more millisecond, one more little inch you can get over and that doesn't get called. Eventually, it's like, change the paint. Like, this is stupid.
No, I was just thinking, why would framing be more out of control now? And that's the only thing I could think of is that sort of...
Because it works.
God, does it?
The word got out down all the way into the lower levels, and like kids have been training to do this. This is like a fundamental part of being a catcher now. You got to be able to do this framing. Like, that's like, you're not a good catcher unless you can do it. Now they all do it, and they do it so good it makes me angry.
It's like sleight of hand.
You're actually catching it while moving your glove into the strike zone.
Right.
So if it's low, you start even lower and you move up.
I got to say, I love it.
It's been tricking umpires. It works. It works.
I totally love that. It's the baseballness argument.
God.
You're getting the true baseballness out of the catcher.
I guess.
If it's good enough, sleight of hand.
I love that now we have found a topic that we completely disagree on. Like, I couldn't be more.
That's great.
I don't like the framing. Like, just catch the ball, dude.
So.
Your catcher.
If you
catch
magic wand in your hand, you'd ban it?
Well, I mean, are we going to start calling them the framer? Is he? He's not the catcher anymore. He's the framer. It's not a different job, okay? Yeah. So, I don't know. I don't like it. I don't care if you love it or other people love it. I just don't like the idea that the catcher should be lying. And it's so obvious. I don't like blatant lying in my face. Like, I don't like bad magic. This isn't a good magic trick. No one's fooled. Where's the ball? Oh, there it is. It's in strike zone. No, I saw what you did. No one's fooled. This isn't an impressive thing. It's only impressive because the guy is sitting behind you in a squat and he can't quite see what everyone else can see. Anyway, the framing's out of control. It's out of control.
I think what you don't like is the Draymond Green effect, because when it happened occasionally or a little bit less, it didn't get on the radar. But it's got to a point where you can't just complain every single time the whistle blows. But he proved that you can. And these framers are proving that,
yeah,
I guess it works because they're all doing it to such an extreme level. But isn't this interesting? The second robo-umps come in, that just goes poof.
But coach, I'm the best framer in the league. Sorry, guy.
You're nothing to me.
Sorry, man. We got the ABS. We got the ABS now. Oh, but coach, I can lie like the best of them.
Yeah, I was trained by David Blaine. Well, that was another part of framing that I liked, was you could be so good at it that you purposefully catch the fastball on the outside of the glove, not in the palm, so that your mitt is that much closer to the center of the plate.
Okay.
Like, I dig that shit.
I'm with you on that.
Okay.
I am with you on the subtle art of framing.
Right.
My argument is this shit is out of control. Yes. I see balls a foot outside and the guy's trying to frame it. It's like, bro,
it was actually inside.
Come on. Save your calories, okay? Like, because it works every once in a while. It works when it's even that bad. You know what I mean? Angel Hernandez. Cue the highlight reel. That's the thing. You know, Angel, every time he fucked up, it was just like, oh, on Twitter, on Instagram, here you go. Look at this. Even though I just told you guys, he wasn't even in the bottom 10%.
So did he get out and out canned middle of the season? He's done.
The rumors are that MLB had kind of had enough and the players were complaining behind the scenes. Like there was a lot of high profile people yelling it because it's like you can yell at Angel Hernandez and it's popular. Like Bryce Harper did it.
Really pile on.
Everyone's going to agree with you. Like, oh, look, Angel did it again. But did he deserve all the bad press? I'm making the argument that he deserved bad press. I don't know if he should have been the number one worst. Everyone's just focusing on like just him. And now he's gone. What are you going to do? I told you, CB Buckner, like now everyone's going to focus on him. They've already started. You got to have a villain. There's got to be a bad guy. People love to hate the umpire.
Yeah, I think it's probably similar to Bonds with being the ultimate steroid guy. Is Angel probably, from what I'm hearing, didn't handle himself all that well off the field. People didn't really like him. So once the snowball started, he kind of brought that original small snowball on himself, and then it got running down the hill and there was no stopping it. And that's probably his fault.
Yeah, let's be clear. Any umpire, you could make a hour, 2 hour, 3 hour long reel of them making plays and you can make them look like they were the worst umpire that ever lived. Okay.
Agreed.
Umpiring is very hard. Let's not get it twisted. It's actually really hard. And let's get this right. On the eve of the ABS system coming to baseball, umpires have never been better. We're going on 16 years of umpires getting better every single year.
Wow.
The way that they rank them. Yeah.
Okay, sure.
So as umpires, humanity marches towards perfection. We're going to replace it with a robot.
Oh, that's fascinating. As it gets better, we point out the faults even more.
Yeah.
Maybe society was at its best in 97, but the number one show is Jerry Springer.
And let's not discount the box playing a huge role in this. The box is now ubiquitous. It is on every single baseball broadcast. You cannot watch baseball without the box. And as you guys know, people who listen to the show, the strike zone is not a 2D box. You can throw a breaking ball that does not go through wherever they decide to project that 2D box that curves around and hits the back of the plate, which is a strike. Okay. And you watching at home can go, oh, Angel, he blew another call. No.
Blown call.
No, that's actually a strike.
Tally.
Yeah. There's umpires out there who are getting yelled at by managers because managers have the box in the dugout.
This is bad.
I know. So bad. I want to celebrate. Like, umpires have never been better. Like, they're getting a lot of calls right. It's just,
it's really good to hear this.
It's really, really hard to find a highlight reel of umpires getting calls right. Okay. Good luck.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
Oh, man.
I think I saw something the other day that was something to the tune of, how on earth would you call this a ball? And like 750,000 people had seen it.
Right.
One pitch?
Yeah. I was listening to Rich Eisen. Fuck you, Rich Eisen. He was like, I was watching the game and I saw Angel Hernandez make three bad balls and strikes call in three innings. And it's like, bro, that's the average number of like bad calls for an average umpire. And he's got the knives out. And I'm like, this guy sucks. And Jeff Passan's there going, yeah, you're right. He's the worst. I don't even know. MLB, blah, blah, blah. The lawsuits and all this stuff. And it's like, I'm not here to defend Angel, but like, I don't like that he was made this villain.
Those are probably my two least favorite people that will talk about baseball. I will not click on a Rich Eisen show. I'm fucking done. I won't listen anymore. And I feel the same way about Passan. I don't want to hear it. It's establishment. It's very obvious.
I hate his face.
It's really too bad. I was thinking about this. I despise him so much that I'll remind myself, if we were playing disc golf or having a beer, there's a very good chance I could like this guy.
Oh, for sure. I'm sure he's...
I cannot stand listening to him.
Because he's part of
and
the...
And that's it. Yeah.
He's like a mouthpiece for the MLB, dude.
Yep. And that's it.
He's the establishment media.
And that's what I'm not.
I bet if you ask him, he's like, well, I don't say what they tell me to say. It's like, you sure about that? You sure about that?
It's like everyone. It's probably a nice paycheck to get. And there I was way too early in the morning And my radio's on and Dan Patrick's talking to Jeff Passan about uniforms and they're laughing. It's like, okay, that's a pretty good job.
Well, I mean, we've definitely laughed about the new uniforms, my friend.
I still haven't even seen them.
Oh.
I don't think I've seen a pitch since the spring training on the TV. And I think that's it.
Yeah, pizza place story. Well, I've been to a game. I've seen the new jerseys. They have billboards around San Francisco. They're advertising them.
Sick.
And I can tell you this, people who listen to the show, you guys, we won. Next year, they're going to change the uniforms.
Mm-hmm.
MLB has surrendered. They're like, okay, we hear you. We hear the fans. We hear the players.
No way.
We got it wrong. We're going to make some changes next year. Trust us. We'll get it right.
Trust us. Yeah, that's a good one.
So I'm sure they'll get it right next year, you guys. It'll be fine. Yeah.
Like spandex.
Yeah, they won't split when you slide into home plate.
Yeah, that was a great picture you sent me. Thanks for that.
I think they're gonna have a few more tailoring options. The pants probably won't be see through.
This is good.
We had a game this year where, speaking of Bryce Harper, this motherfucker, dude, this
your dog,
this motherfucker,
what's he up to now?
Just came out and played a game in last year's uni.
Did he?
Yeah.
That's why I'm a fan.
All he has to do is just accidentally spill grape juice on his new jersey and be like, "Ah, sorry, coach.
Yeah.
I got this old one right here.
This'll work.
Oh, let's unpack it."
Wow. And did he play all 9 innings?
I don't have the box score. I don't know if he played all 9.
But as far as we know, he did not get reprimanded.
He did start the game in the
uni. That is amazing. Yes. Good for him.
All right.
Good for him.
Mm-hmm.
I played for the Giants in Little League, and they let me wear my Giants hat, not the one that was issued for mm-hmm. the team. I like that.
It was orange and black.
Yeah. I like that.
That's fine. Okay. Earlier, we're talking about games ending and just horrible calls and like how this is going around social media. So let's do a few more, all right? I got 2 more for you.
Okay.
You're going to fucking love this.
All right.
Rays, Red Sox, bottom of the 9th.
Okay. Tension.
Rays manager starts to walk out. He was walking out of the dugout. The Rays have already used all 4 of their mound visits. He's walking out. First, umpires are like, yo, no, you don't have, nope. And he's like, what? Oh, okay. Because if you make a 5th mound visit in the 9th inning, this is a special rule, you must replace the pitcher.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Great. Rays manager turns around. He realizes, last year we had 5. This year we have 4. Who knows what these rules are? Nobody knows. Not even professionals. Okay. The Red Sox protest. Why? He crossed the line. He crossed the chalk.
Okay. Yeah.
So guess what? Let's have a long commercial break because we got to take the pitcher out. We got to spend a bunch of time talking about it. The guy's got to warm up.
I was wondering if anyone was warming up. Yeah.
No, of course, because he thought he had a regular mound visit. But the rules state that if you have used all 4, you get a bonus one in the 9th. But that bonus one comes with a stipulation that you must replace the pitcher.
Oh, yeah.
And so everyone had to sit and wait in the 9th when you can't buy more beer.
Oh, yeah.
For like however long it took for this guy to warm up and everyone to boo the umpire. Like, good job, Blue. So isn't it the Red Sox being like little bitches in this? Honestly, it's the Red Sox. They're like, we'll protest. Yeah, he went over the line. Uh-huh. That's a mound visit.
Over the line. It's the perfect rules of rules where you go.
Market zero.
Yeah, market zero.
This is not NAM. There are rules.
Am I the only one that gives a shit about the rules? Yeah, you actually make the game noticeably worse by following the new rule book.
Oh, markedly worse.
Everyone loses except the advertisers. Yeah.
These 2 games, nobody went home happy.
Right.
Well, at least I wouldn't have if I was there. I'm sure there were some kids that got their red vines. They went home happy.
Yes.
They don't care.
Yeah.
All right. And I got a 3rd one, but we'll just do it really quick. Yeah. We had an Angels game where the guy was clearly safe at 2nd, 2 outs, 9th inning, and even after like a lengthy review, they called him out, even though it's just like everyone with eyeballs, even me with my fading eyes, I'm like, he's safe. Like, why do we have replay? Why do we have these cameras everywhere in the slow-mo if even when it's obvious to everyone watching, the announcers, everyone, they're still going to get it wrong? It's like, what are we doing?
Okay, there had to be something that led him to that conclusion.
I think if you pulled the umpires, they'd be like, well, we prefer not to overturn things we like to uphold things if it's close. It's like, well,
bunk.
I gotta lay this down.
Knives out, yeah.
How is he interfering? Just being there.
Paint me a picture.
That's why.
How can that be good for the sport?
This will not stand. I can definitely hear some kind of screaming in the background.
Oh, okay.
Do you know what that is?
Yeah, it's the kids next door playing.
Well, I mean, that's cool, but yeah.
No, we got real kids playing.
That's great. They're not playing baseball, are they?
Nope.